everyone. Welcome back to the Pure Nintendo Podcast. This is episode 3. I'm joined by James on the phone. Yeah. So, even with the distance, we're still able to do our podcast. No problem. Isn't that right, James?
That is right.
Awesome. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking about some of the games that were announced this week. Nintendo kind of let the floodgates go with a few release date announcements and for some other game announcements that we hadn't even heard of before. And there are a couple other games that were announced this week that we'll discuss. And we'll also go into the interview that we got to do with Master Higgins. And then we'll finish off with some rumors and kind of touch on that Nintendo Power teaser that we saw today and what that means for Nintendo fans, and maybe we'll see something at E3 about it. So we'll go ahead and go into some of the games that were announced this week. What games did Nintendo tickle our fancies with this week, James?
Let's see. Oh, they announced a new Kirby game for the Wii. Kirby Superstar Ultra. No, for the DS.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's kind of like a return to the old Kirby games. The old 2D side-scrolling. Sorry, go ahead, James.
This would make many Kirby fans happy.
Yes, yes. And then we have Wario Land Shake It. That was announced. We heard about it a couple months ago from Japan, and it looks like they've named it a little different here for the States, and they announced a release date of September 29, which is the same date as the new Kirby game as well.
Mm-hmm. And Super Sluggers got a release date of August 25th, which is the next release for the first-party Nintendo game.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and James and I mentioned that it was the only Nintendo game to be announced for the rest of the year. So
and yet it's almost 2 months away.
Yeah, it's 2 months away. So it's good to see that there's some other titles that Nintendo's announced, and I don't think that's going to be the end of announcements for games this year. We still have, you know, that just covers games up through September, so we've got a few other months there in the year, so that, you know, they could announce a couple other big games for the holiday season. And there's another game that was announced, the Mystery Case Files Millionaire. And, you know, I hadn't heard much about this title. I don't know if Nintendo had talked about it before, but it seems like it's a title similar to Hotel Dusk and Trace Memory for the DS. Just kind of those 2D dialogue, playable novel type games, but it looks like it could be interesting, and we'll have some impressions of it once we get some more information on it. And what other games were announced this week, James? There are a couple big names that were announced.
Well, just today, Metal Slug 7 was officially announced. We already knew about it, but SNK followed said, "Hey, this year." And it could be cool.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. But yeah, there were a couple surprises this week. The new Mega Man, you know, we heard a rumor, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, last week.
About Mega Man 9. You know, that was the first we heard of it. And just this week, you know, it was confirmed in the new Nintendo Power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's going to have the same graphics as the NES. What do you think about that, James?
Huh?
What do you think about the 2D graphics? Do you think they're just kind of shortcutting it?
Mega Man hasn't been the same since the old style. The old NES.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember playing, I think it was Mega Man 3 on the NES. And every single Mega Man on the NES was the hardest game ever. I can remember all the bosses were just ridiculous. And I think that's what the Mega Man games were known for, at least the classic 2D ones, was, you know, the super hard bosses and the level of difficulty. And I didn't play many of the 3D Mega Man games, because they came out with a few, and I think they came out with a couple on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. I played one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like the same feel at all, you know, that Mega Man fans want. I know the 2D games on the DS, you know, the Mega Man ZX series. That's done pretty well for Nintendo, I mean, and for Capcom, I guess. But, you know, definitely those games do a lot better when they're in the two dimension. So, yeah, we can look forward to that, and hopefully we'll hear some more about it at E3. You know, there were some details announced about the game. They announced a couple things. You know, it's going to be controlled like an NES. You know, you're going to use the Wii Remote sideways. It's going to have... The Rush is returning, 8-bit music, 8-bit cutscenes. I mean, they're just going all out to match what the old NES games did. So there's a lot of good things to look forward to with it, and hopefully there'll be some hands-on or videos there at E3 this year. And there was another game announced this week. We kind of heard... I mean, it's kind of been a rumor for a long time about a new Castlevania game for the Wii. You know, it's been like a few months ago, James, hasn't it, that we even heard about interviews about the Castlevania creator talking about a Wii version?
I don't know if I count this a Castlevania game, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because remember the interviews that they had with him? You know, he kept saying, he's like, oh, well, I don't know how the Wii Remote's going to do, you know, as a whip.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it looks like instead of, you know, trying to figure that out and make an actual Castlevania game, they've gone with this new 3D fighter, you know, turn for the game. I don't know how well it's been received. I haven't looked on a lot of forums about it. But I know personally it doesn't seem like a true Castlevania game to me. I mean, because I played one of the 3D Castlevanias because they released one for the 64, and it was pretty good. It, you know, it wasn't quite the same feel as the 2D versions. It didn't quite make the 3D transition as smoothly as Mario 64 or, you know, Ocarina of Time, but it definitely was, you know, a fun game to play. You know, very similar to the genre of Devil May Cry for the PlayStation. But this seems like a totally different direction for the series. Yeah, there's a quote here that Igarashi, the Castlevania creator, has here. And he says, "I guess some fans may worry about the game quality, but I'm confident that we can achieve a very high-quality game. I think that fans will see that it stays true to the Castlevania series. Even though this is a fighting game, I can guarantee that it will be fun." There was some mention here. It says there's going to be some DS to Wii connectivity, and I guess that's going to be with the new Castlevania Order of Ecclesia.
Probably.
Yeah, because it says there's going to be some unlockable characters with that link up. So that'll be interesting to see, you know. And you know, they might just be, you know, trying something different. Just because they're doing a similar type of gameplay with the DS versions of the game, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, because the DS versions have remained basically the same since the Game Boy Advance, or even the Super Nintendo or NES before them, you know?
Yeah.
And those have been really successful, and hence we've seen all the sequels for the DS. But, I don't know, I think I'm still on the fence about the title. I'll have to see some videos of it, and you know, who knows? It might be a great fighting game. You know, the Wii really doesn't have many good fighting games to brag about. And moving on to some of the other titles that were announced this week, RPG fans are going to be excited. The The big news this week was Arc Rise Fantasia was announced for the Wii. And it looks like, you know, from the scans that we've posted, it looks like it's going to be a pretty graphics-intensive game. You know, obviously, there'll be a lot of cutscenes. But even in some of the in-game shots, yeah, it looked pretty good. I mean, from the scans that we posted, you know, definitely Tales of Symphonia has a different style than Arc Rise Fantasia, but I think, you know, we're really seeing the graphics capabilities of the Wii with Arc Rise Fantasia. And I know that a lot of the development team from the Tales series is working on this new RPG, so that should be exciting for RPG fans, you know, who are, you know, thirsty for a, you know, a really good RPG game for the Wii. Yeah, there weren't many other details revealed about the game. They really just talked about the development team, and they don't have a release date set either. But looking at the scans, it looks like it's going to be really good. And knowing that it's published by Marvelous Entertainment, you know, there's a high level of quality from their games from Japan. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm hoping there will be some news about it at E3. Although, since it is news coming out of Japan, we might have to wait till the Tokyo Game Show to hear more about it. At least concrete details, anyway. But that's a game definitely for RPG owners to and RPG fans to look forward to for the Wii.
That's also an interesting tidbit I just found out. The composer for the music for this game also did Chrono Trigger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it makes the game that much better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Chrono Trigger is, yeah, one of my favorites, if not my favorite RPG of all time.
It's mine too.
Yeah. I mean, that's one game that, you know, we posted that poll a couple weeks ago about, you know, favorite virtual console games that you'd like to see come out. And Chrono Trigger was definitely high up on the list. So hopefully that'll be announced sometime this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to one of the cool bits of information that we got this week. I was able to sit in a conference call with Hudson about everything, all the new games they're coming out with, specifically for the Wii. And we got to actually have some Q&A time with Master Higgins. And we'll have a couple sound bites that we're going to have of questions that I got to ask him. Some of the questions involved the Wii Fit balance board and how they're going to plan to use that. They talked about a new Adventure Island game that's actually going to come out on WiiWare. And they said they couldn't talk much about it, but we'll probably see something about that from E3. I was only able to get one of my questions. A lot of the audio wasn't very good given the conference call. But I do have one of the questions that I asked him about the Wii Fit balance board and what they plan for that in Hudson Games. The Wii Fit, you know, the balance board that the Wii uses, you know, it's kind of added more immersion to the video games now. What does he think of the Wii's balance board, and does he see any potential for that for Hudson Games?
I don't think you always got the typical gamer girl, so the balance board is the Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's that board that they stand on and they have to touch.
Wii フィットでバランスボードを使うじゃないですか。これは新しいやっぱりリモートコンセプトなんですけど、それに関してはハドソンでどういうふうに使う方法ですか。それとも考えてるんですか。
はい、今考えていて、実はですね、前はタイトルは言えませんけど、それを使うかどうかを検討しているゲームがあります。はい、で多分使うとなったら非常に面白い姿が見えるんじゃないかなという。
それは
やっぱり
スポーツ系ですか。
ちょっと違いますけ
ど。まだ言えないんですか。
はい、
ジャンル的にジャンル的には
何だろう。アクションパズル、アクションパズルにな になるの。パズルとアクションが一緒なんだから難しいですね。
でもなんとなくイメージ的に
分かりますか。
分かりますか。
まあ、うん、でもそんな感じで、
あの今制作中と、
今制作中のゲームにそれを取り入れようかどうかをチェックしてます。
なるほど、
はい。
So they are planning this new game, right? I mean, he can't really say any other things other than that it kind of combines puzzle and action. And, you know, it's being developed right now, and they are now considering whether or not they're going to integrate the balance board as a part of the game. So if that is the case, then yes, he'll be a part of that game.
Okay, great. Thanks. So you heard directly from Master Higgins that he is definitely interested in using the Wii Fit balance board for a new puzzle action game. We'll probably hear a little bit more about that at E3. They said they couldn't comment much about it, but that's definitely a game to look forward to in the future. All right, the next thing on the agenda is the Nintendo Power teaser. How many of these are we going to get, James?
Probably one every 3 months.
It's unbelievable how
it's
how
probably
hype.
Nothing. It's probably nothing.
Yeah, it's probably nothing big. But Nintendo Power, ever since they switched publishers, you know, because we posted about that when they switched to was it Future Magazine as their publisher? You know how they have like Xbox 360 and PlayStation ads in Nintendo Power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous, and you know, and they've kind of turned into this whole hype machine for the blog world, you know, because people will get their issues and then they'll post up these pictures of the last page in Nintendo Power, and it seems like this is like the third or fourth one we've got this year, right?
Yeah.
There was the one about
the moon. Moon.
Yeah, the moon, and that was for the Castlevania game, right?
Yep.
And there was another one. There was another one a little while back. I know there was one that they did about the Knights sequel last year. Or that made it, that may have been the UK one though. Yeah, it just seems like there's just a lot of hype surrounding Nintendo Power now. Which I guess is fine. It's good to promote the games, but you know, I really hope that it is something worth the hype. You know, there's been a lot of rumors about it. You know, a lot of people are saying it's a new Zelda game. Some people say Fire Emblem. You know, I think James had a really good idea. Tell him, James, what your idea was on it.
I think it's a Kingdom Hearts game. In my opinion, I know that's when I first saw the picture, just Kingdom Hearts popped in my mind. And after reading the caption at the bottom, which says we'll kick off the next 20 years in Nintendo Power with more big reveals because the top secret cover pick for a king, Kingdom Hearts, and it's got a lot of heart. Kingdom Hearts, not hard to draw a comparison.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when I heard that, I was like, well, that's it for me. I think it's going to be a new Kingdom Hearts game. You know, and then that opens up a whole other can of worms. You know, is it just going to be talking about the Kingdom Hearts DS game that we heard about from Japan a few months ago? You know, what's it called? Like Kingdom Hearts 352 over 5 or something like that.
Yeah, that's some weird number.
Yeah. And it looks really good, you know, from the screenshots we've seen from Japan. But we really haven't heard too much about it. You know, but we did hear a rumor a while back about Kingdom Hearts 3. You remember that, James?
I do, and I was excited for it.
Yeah. And I can remember it fell through. I forget what it ended up being. But whatever the rumors were, you know, ended up being wrong about a new Kingdom Hearts game. But, you know, that's definitely a fan favorite, and it almost seems like a no-brainer to actually release it on the Wii. You know, that's been a rumor before, is that it would be a Wii exclusive, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 game. And, you know, that would be really awesome. You know, it's published by Disney and Square Enix, and, you know, Square Enix has been really, really positive towards the Wii. And
Disney,
I mean, the Wii seems like their target market. I mean, Disney's always made a lot of games on Nintendo systems, so Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, might not be too far off. It seems a little unlikely that we're going to have to hear it first from Nintendo Power. I think we'll hear something about whatever this is talking about, you know, in the next couple weeks.
Wouldn't this issue come out after E3?
Yeah, I think so. At least it's planned to. Because the issue that just came out with this teaser in it, you know, just came out this week, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next issue would be a post E3 issue, I guess. So yeah, that's a possibility. But I think if we are going to hear about it before the next issue, it'll probably be at E3. And, you know, what better place to announce a Kingdom Hearts 3 game than at E3? So, you know, a game like that is huge. And I think that, you know, we talked about it last week, James, how, you know, we thought that Nintendo is going to really focus on hardcore games this E3. And, you know, with all these game announcements, you know, that's really what they've been pushing. You know, they've been pushing, you know, a return to the franchises, you know, rumors about a new Zelda game, you know, even the games that they announced, you know, Mario Super Sluggers, Mega Man 9, Castlevania Judgment, you know, a lot of these games are appealing to the hardcore audience. So, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of support from third parties there, especially for these types of games. So I'm excited.
I am too. Yeah. Too bad I'll be out of the country.
Yeah. Hey, we'll keep you up to date though, James.
You better.
For sure. And you know I will. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to for E3 coming up, and we'll keep you posted every week as E3 draws closer. You know, we'll kind of give you updates, because there's going to be a lot of rumors in the next couple weeks, I think. You know, that week before E3, like, everybody is just tense waiting for that, the new information. So I think we're going to see a lot of information kind of trickling out before E3. But hopefully there'll be some surprises. Is there anything else from this week that we should touch on?
Well, I was looking through our past post. Do we really need another Boogie game?
Another what?
Boogie game.
Do we really need one?
Yeah. Do we really, really need one?
Oh, I certainly hope not, James.
Just reading the music lineup, it just doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Fergie, Britney Spears, Maroon 5.
It sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen.
It does. It sounds awful.
I honestly don't understand why it doesn't use the balance board.
I know. It would have made it a little better. Danced around to Hit Me Baby One More Time or My Lovely Lady Humps.
Yeah. But we're not even going to get to do that. Honestly, it just seems like they're not bringing anything new to the table than the first one.
There is four-player co-op, so you can shake it with four of us.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're right, James. They've... Oh, wow. That's great.
Maybe we get all four of us together.
Yeah. Hey, we'll have to get a review copy of that. I think that'll be fun. We'll post our first video podcast of us doing four-player boogie. How about it?
We'll do, hopefully, Fergie's Fergalicious is on there.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot song, James.
I get down to that four-player co-op.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, definitely, EA's got to do, they got to do something different with their Wii approach.
I agree.
You know, they've announced all these all-play games, you know?
I think it's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, the new Madden all-play, I don't know, it just seems like they're watering it down even more. You know, it's all right to have, you know, good Wii controls in a game, but, you know, only if they complement the game, not, you know, not just forced into the game, basically.
Madden and NCAA games aren't really for casual gamers. They've always been.
Yeah.
Popular games. Like, Madden would be the only game that you go out and join traveling tournaments. Not the only game, but one of the only games you
join
a tournament,
win money on. Right. Yeah, see, that's really the appeal for Madden fans, I would think. In EA's defense, a lot of that could just be because of the shortcomings of the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, so that could be something that Nintendo talks about, you know, hopefully improves at E3. You know, who knows, they might announce some new features that they're going to have in the new Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. So, I don't know. Hopefully, at least. I think that about wraps up our podcast for this week, James.
It was fun,
yeah. See, and we can do it remote. You know, granted the sound quality isn't quite as good with you there, James. And definitely my quality of life is not as good with you there.
As a group next week.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we'll do a big group podcast next week.
And I leave at 6, so we gotta do it.
Yeah. Gotta do it before you go to Africa, James.
Yeah. So, be my send off.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you online. So yeah, this is Justin and James signing off.